Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, November 10th. Happy Missions Monday! Today, as we pray for the mission of Mountain Brook Baptist, we want to pray alongside the student ministry and those who work so that our students might flourish in abundant life here on this earth and also eternal life with you. As we turn to the scriptures today, we're in Isaiah 55. We are getting close to the end of the book of Isaiah. I'm proud of you for sticking with it. Today's passage is an invitation to abundant life. I'm reading in the New Revised Standard Version. Hear, everyone who thirsts, come to the water, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your earnings for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Now you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Our second passage today comes from Acts chapter 23, verses 12 through 22. Again, we get lots of drama here in the book of Acts. Today we're reading about a plot to kill Paul. And as we know, the plot didn't succeed, so we can read it with hope. And also, just as I read, take notice that God works in lots of ways, even through people who are not believers. In the morning, the Jews joined in a conspiracy and bound themselves by an oath neither to eat nor drink until they had killed Paul. There were more than 40 who joined in this conspiracy. They went to the chief priests and elders and said, "We have strictly bound ourselves by an oath to taste no food until we have killed Paul. Now then, you and the council must notify the tribune to bring him down to you, on the pretext that you want to make a more thorough examination of his case, and we are ready to do away with him before he arrives." Now the son of Paul's sister heard about the ambush, so he went and gained entrance to the barracks and told Paul. Paul called one of the centurions and said, "Take this young man to the tribune, for he has something to report to him." So he took him, brought him to the tribune, and said, "The prisoner Paul called me and asked me to bring this young man to you. He has something to tell you." The tribune took him by the hand, drew him aside privately, and asked, "What is it that you have to report to me?" He answered, "The Jews have agreed to ask you to bring Paul down to the council tomorrow," as though they were going to inquire more thoroughly into his case. "But do not be persuaded by them, for more than 40 of their men are lying in ambush for him. They have bound themselves by an oath neither to eat nor drink until they kill him. They are ready now and waiting for your consent." So the tribune dismissed the young man, ordering him, "Tell no one that you have informed me of this." Have you ever heard the name Claudius Lysias? Well, he was the Roman commander, the tribune, who responds wisely here in the situation where Paul's nephew — I don't think we've heard of any of Paul's relatives except here — and Paul's nephew comes and tells the tribune, Claudius Lysias, that there's an ambush in waiting for Paul. It's so interesting that the commander then responds by trying to protect Paul's nephew, and also we'll see tomorrow that ultimately Paul will be able to be transferred to Caesarea and then head to Rome, which the Lord promised to Paul when he stood beside him the night before and reassured him by saying, "Take courage." I hope that today you will be able to take courage as well. Whatever you face, may the Lord be near to you, and may you find comfort in the fact that the Lord is working in the midst of seemingly ordinary circumstances. Our final reading is from Psalm 120, a prayer for deliverance from slanderers, a song of ascents, verses 1 and 2. In my distress, I cry to the Lord that he may answer me. Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. As I mentioned earlier, let's be praying for the students and the ministry partners in our student ministry. And I also want to pray back through the passages that we read today. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you that whoever thirsts can come to you, the stream of living water. Thank you, Lord, that we bring nothing. We don't have to have money to come and buy and eat. In your house is abundance, and it is freely given to us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Help us to incline our ears to you. Help us to listen to you so that we might live. We confess our sins before you, Lord. We confess that oftentimes we are like the men in this story where Paul is being ambushed. They are zealous for you, but they misunderstand you. Father, forgive us for the times when we are not true to your gospel. Help us to make the main thing the main thing. And help us, like Paul, to find our assurance and hope in the resurrection. We do thank you, Lord, that when we cry out to you, you answer us. And so we pray in the situations we find ourselves today that you would vindicate us and it would be for your glory. We pray over the students who are in 7th through 12th grade. We pray that they would understand what it means to love you and serve you. We pray, Lord, that they would walk in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And we ask Psalm 143:10, may your good spirit lead them in level paths. We pray for all those whom we love who are in vulnerable seasons. We ask God, by your watch care, by your amazing grace, that you would lead them back to you. We love you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We pray that you would bless us and keep us and make your face to shine upon us and be gracious to us and lift up your countenance upon us and give us peace. In the strong name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.